binge watching after W.S. Merwin. We are the Redcoats and the founding fathers of so much sorrow. There is a girl screaming inside of every question mark, and it is our fault. We are loading banana clips for the slaughter, and every Netflix show features a serial killer who looks like a firstborn son. Look how handsome he is. How proud we are. He looks so much like his father. We look so much like our fathers. Those fathers, they are turning in their caskets like rotisserie chickens. We reject their Americas and agains. We are all trying to figure it out and doing so poorly. We are outraged and unhinged. We are waiting for the final report to come out and fix everything for us. Meanwhile, we are gunned down in our driveways like mob bosses. In our mosques, we are praying. In our churches, we are lining up our carbines at the ends of the pews. Why is a boy slashing his thighs with a razor blade inside of every exclamation point? The boy in my ninth period class writes, "Why can't my chest be flatter? Why won't my parents accept me?" I have no answers for him. We are waiting for the floodwaters to recede, and planes keep falling out of the sky. Yet today, I dressed my daughter in a snuggle bunny onesie. She wears a ladybug barrette and a red polka dot scarf. She is 14 months and 8 teeth and wobbles sweetness when she walks, and she is safe for now, and once again I am afraid for the later she will live in. What I mean to say, little soul, little stray, little drifter, is we are blessed by unaccountable, exorbitant, ordinary old love, and still we are waiting for the angel deranged by the dying earth to feed us all one final mouthful of sod.